Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali first half 2018 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gian Maria Mossa, CEO and General Manager of Banca Generali. Please go ahead, sir.
So good morning and welcome to our first half result conference call. So starting from the business trend, you know, the second quarter was characterized by higher uncertainty, in particular for Italian investors. And despite this market volatility, the commercial trend continued to be very strong, 3.1 billion euro of net inflows. The quality is even better than the previous years, thanks to an higher contribution of the existing sales force. In terms of mix, there is a more conservative approach, and the contribution to these results is well spread into the three financial advisor networks. Total assets reached the highest level, 58.1 million euro, as well as advisory fee. Assets under advisory exceeded 2 billion euro. That it means that in less than 15 months, we collected almost 2 billion euro. We continue to see a very healthy growth also of our financial advisor network. We are perfectly in line with our forecasting, and we have also to say that the quality of the recruitment is even better than the average of the previous years, with an average portfolio of 25 million euro as a target for the first year. So commercial activity very, very solid. On the financial perspective, let's say that you have two different trends. Very, very strong core recurring revenues and very, very poor volatile components of the P&L, so performance fee. Net profit for the first half reached 92.6 million euro, that it means minus 14 on a year-on-year basis. But if you exclude the banking book capital gain and loss as well as the performance, the increase of the adjusted net profit is above 60%. This is thanks to, as we said, the business expansion, resiliency in the asset management products, cost, strict control of the cost, and moreover, a continuing very, very prudent approach in the portfolio in the banking book. CET1 and TCR at respectively 18.2 and 19.8 after the final FTA adoption of IFRS 9 and IFRS 15. Moving on, page 4, quick takeaways of P&L. First of all, good news, net financial income up 19%. This is due mainly, as we know, to some gains in the first quarter, and in the second quarter we start seeing a pickup in the net interest margin. Very important, gross fees are almost unchanged despite the strong drop of the performance fee, minus 70%. So as a result, total banking income is slightly below the last year, so minus 5, adjusted for volatile components, plus 28%. Both operating costs and provision write-offs are in line with the last year, while the tax rate is a little bit higher than the same period due to a different mix in revenues. Page 5. You know, this slide helps us to break down the net profits in the two main components. If you compare first half 2017 and first half 2018, the red bar emphasizes the growth in recurring profits, while the green one refers to variable profits. So the contraction of the net profit is due mainly to two things. The first, a negative contribution of performance fee, partially offset by higher trading gains. And on the other side, very resilient business mix, also supported by some flexibility in the fee expense for the network. Next page is a new one. We wanted to focus our attention on the trend, long-term trend of core profits. So we introduced a graph of a quarterly moving average of the adjusted net profit. Is a trailing 12 months. So we work out the moving average of the last four quarters in the net adjusted profit. And as you can see, the trend is pretty strong with the last last number very, very close to 28 million. For the second quarter, we are pretty confident to see good results, even if we will see during the presentation that we will have some one-off costs that could reduce marginally this number. So now we enter the session of the single stream of revenues. So starting from page 8, net financial income, we say up from 41 to 48.6, trading income above 20 million, net interest margin above 28. Good news, because you can see on the right the net interest income breakdown, quarterly breakdown, with a pickup in the second quarter, 14.9. For the second part of the year, as we already discussed, we have a projection very, very close to 16 million euro with the current allocation for both third quarter and fourth quarter. This pickup is mainly driven by interest-bearing asset expansion as well as stable yield in the lending activity as well as in the banking book. Next page, so page number 9, a deep dive on the banking book. We confirm a very conservative approach. If you look at duration and maturity, overall duration is 2.3, duration of ATCS is 1.3, and maturity is slightly below the last year, 3.5 and 2%. Two years. In terms of underlying, mainly govy bonds, Italian govy bonds, with floating rate at 37%. What is really interesting in this slide is about the graph in the bottom of the page, where you have the breakdown of the portfolio by maturity, and if you sum up 2018, 2019, and the first half of 2020, you can see that we have more than 2 billion euros of maturity. So we are ready to take advantage of any increase in the interest rates. Next page, revenues. And I think that it's really interesting to go through the gross fees first. You can see performance fees, a negative contribution of minus 52 million euro, at least in part offset by an increase of 38 million euro in management and fees, plus 7 million euro in entry and banking fees. It means that the new revenue streams, in particular advisory fee and certificate and structured product, is gaining momentum. Fee expense, the ordinary fee expenses for to financial advisors is exactly in line with the expansion of the recurrent revenues, while the extraordinary component is slightly lower the number of the last year due to the variable cost structure. You know, we pay as a function of the quality, and this first half the mix was more conservative, and the mix between existing sales force and new recruitment. And this year the contribution of the existing sales force is higher than the last year. fee expense to third parties almost stable. To better understand the trends in the payout, we have page 11, where on the left you can see the payout ratios for financial advisors and on the right to third parties. To financial advisors, the ordinary payout is stable around 36%, and this is the target that we want to keep for the future, while cost of growth is below the level of the last year. In particular, we reached 15.1%. That means that we have this flexibility that despite 3 billion euro of net inflows, the mix and the risk profile led to a lower cost of growth. On the right, you have the payout for third parties. Very interesting, the red bar. If you see the trend, 4.2, 4.1, and 3.5 is the renegotiation of the sub-advisory fee to asset managers. And I'm pretty confident that we will see lower numbers also for the future, while the gray bar is related to brokerage fees and depends on the mix in bonds and equity, so is more variable. Of course, with the launch of Saks, also this item will change. Next two pages, so page 12 and page 13, we see the quarterly trend, starting from management fees, almost 160 million. If you measure with these 160 on the total average managed asset of 56.9, you have the management fee margin that is almost stable to 0.28 on quarterly basis. Page 13, good news. First, front fees, 6.5. In here, you have two different components, the traditional entry fees commission that are contributing less than in the past, and then in a very important acceleration in the certificate and structured product. Banking fees reached the highest level for the bank, 13 million euro, and this is basically driven by advisory, and then performance fee is pretty low. In particular, for July, we have a projection with the current level of the market in the range of 6-7 million euro of performance fee. Page, next page, so moving on page 14, we can see the breakdown of annualized gross fee margin. As we said, it is very, very strong, the resiliency of the management fee margin. We set the target of 1.1, we are above, we are at 1.12, in line with the historical average. Entry fees, we can see the change of the trend between the first quarter and the second quarter, thanks to the launch of the new platform for private certificates. So now the margin is 0.05. Banking fees steadily is growing. So after a floor to 0.07, you know, we launched the advisory fee contract, and now we said we have margins of around 0.09, while performance fee reached the lowest level of the last years, 0.05 first quarter, 0.11 in the second quarter. Moving on to the cost. First half were pretty stable, due also some seasonality, and for the full year we confirm the guidance of a range of 2-4%, and then we will have some one-off linked to Saxo and the Swiss project, and we will spend a few words later in the presentation. If you look at the breakdown of cost, you have an increase of 5% in the non-sales personal cost. This is the consequence of some hiring of the last year. We strengthened our management team. We recruited talented manager to develop our new strategic initiatives. The sales personnel cost is a little bit lower than the past, because you know we continue to scout the market, and we are ready to recruit a top team, and at the moment we haven't seen any opportunities in an employee's world. Contribution to the resolution of banking crisis up compared to the last year for increasing of 2 million. I think that this depends only on the how you spread the total cost. We paid a couple of million more in the first half, but on total year we don't see we have a projection, a stable contribution. Depreciation in line with expectation, and G&A are stable. Probably we will see a marginal increase in the second half. To measure the efficiency of the bank, we can move on the next page, where we have the cost ratios. For me, it's really impressive to see operational cost on total assets 0.32. This is the best level in our market. Cost income ratios, both reported and adjusted, are very, very close to 40%. So it means that we are managing the cost income ratio despite the level of performance fee. Next page, so moving on to capital ratios. As we already said, the numbers are worked out after the final FTA approved by the board this morning. You see CET1 ratio at 18.2, total capital ratio at 19.8. You see a marginal reduction in the excess capital. This is fully explained by a prudent approach in estimating the impact of buyback activity. If you look at the note, you see that we had a commitment of 23.9 million with an estimated share price of 41 euro, that sooner or later we will reach, but I don't think in the next few weeks. So you will see recovering the excess capital in the next month. Leverage ratio is in line with the expectation at 5%. So regarding to the FTA, in the next two pages, page 18 and page 19, you can see the final classification of the banking book. We have just approved during the board meeting, and the consequent impact on the capital and capital ratios and the net profit, both of half term as well as the first quarter 2018 and the full 2017. Basically, we decided to reclassify 1.4 billion euro of government bonds from HTCS to HTC, mainly for two reasons. The first one, because we want to maintain a good capital buffer for MMA. We see raising opportunities in the market, and we want to have the opportunity to self-finance any potential acquisition despite the market volatility in that moment. And then we have introduced a new risk framework that is more conservative, where the sensitivities are even stretched to be almost 100% sure to be very resilient to any potential volatility of the market. So, as we said, 1.4 billion from one part to the other one, we understood the rationales, the impact, negligible impact for both the capital ratio and the equity, and zero impact for net profit. In the bottom of the page 18, you can see so the final asset allocation of our core banking book, where the 60%, so 3.6 billion, are classified held to collect, while 2.4 are classified held to collect and sales. And as we already said, thanks to the conservative approach in the banking book, let's say that we, and with the 2 billion of maturities within 24 months, we continue to maintain the flexibility to take any advantage of raising interest rate. Next page, you see the final FTA versus the provisional FTA that we communicate in the first quarter of this year, net equity, CET1 and TCR. While for net profit, we already said that the impact was zero. You have information for the last quarter of the last year, as well as the first quarter of this year. Net equity, you see there is a negligible change of -1% and -1.7%, while for both CET1 and TCR, you have -30 basis points and -50. So, to sum up, we decided to move this 1.4 billion euro to be ready to catch any opportunities in the market in terms of M&A, and we raised the bar in terms of risk framework to be more resilient to any uncertainty for the future. Impact almost zero. Before moving to the commercial results, and summing up this first part, we can say that the recurring revenues are very solid, also above our expectation for the acceleration in the new revenue streams, coupled with this strict control of cost and the solid capital position. So we are very proud of these results, and probably we are even prouder if you look at our total assets. We reached 58.1 despite market volatility. Asset management product exceeded 50%. Traditional life policies almost flat. At page 21, and focusing on the breakdown of managed solutions, you can see that 28.8 billion euro are split in two blocks. The first one, the block of the wrappers, almost 15 billion euro. And as you know, we were very committed to this result because wrappers already approach the reporting to the clients with a transparency of the cost and emphasize the quality of the service. And while the single funds and fund of funds net, there is a positive result with a lower contribution of fund of funds and higher contribution of single funds. This is pretty clear next page, so page 22, where you can see the net inflows. Focusing on the 3.1, you can see that this 3.1 billion euro, you have almost the same contribution of banking products as well as managed solution. Banking product means also three new revenue streams, because here you have the private certificate, here you have some structured product for private clients, and here you have the advisory fee model. If you focus on the net inflows in managed solutions, so 1.4 billion euro, you can find what we said before, so an increase in the single funds industry, 0.9, a contraction of fund of funds, -0.4, and a net increase of 0.9 in the wrappers, with an increasing interest in the insurance solution that works much better in a more challenging environment. Page 2-3 is pretty new, and is a way to measure the effect of the reorganization of the network and to measure and to focus on the results of the existing sales force. On the left, you can see that the sum of FAs with more than 15 million euro in terms of heads, so numbers, are above 65%, with almost 90% of total AUM. So we continue to improve the quality of the networks. On the top right, you can see the focus on existing financial advisors, and here we gave a wider definition of existing because we exclude not only the recruitment of this year, but also the recruitment of the last year. So we define existing FAs if you have a tenure of at least 2 years in the bank. And so we are talking about 89% of the total financial advisory networks. The two good news, the first one that 75%, so 75% of them have net inflows. And the second good news is that they count for 58% of total net inflows. And this explains the marginal reduction of the cost of the extraordinary growth. On the bottom right, you can see number of recruits, perfectly in line with our targets. We closed the first half with 65. You know, we are very, very focused on recruitment activity, because we think that continue to recruit is necessary to create competition, to create a positive environment, positive contamination, and to maintain a high standard and meritocracy in the evaluation of activity of the financial advisors. But at the end of the day, we are very proud to see how resilient, how strong is the base of our financial advisors, and when I talk about the base, I talk about the existing sales force. So, last part of the presentation, we have a business update. These are the 8 initiatives we are working on. The first one is the LACSIM, the new SICAV in Luxembourg, launched at the end of March of this year. You see on the right, the total amount of assets of our Luxembourg platform, 15.2, so marginally higher compared to the date of the last year. And on the right, you can see the acceleration of the LUXIM, almost zero in the first quarter, of course. We launched it at the end of March. And then 1.1 billion euro of assets. So total, we are close to 1.3. We are in line with our project to launch the second waves of LUXIM new funds in October. And we start analyzing and watching the impact of the new mechanism of performance fee. You know, on this LUXIM, the mechanism is worked out on daily basis on 12 months horizon. And for the new funds already existing in the first quarter, we work out both the result of the new mechanism as well as the old mechanism. And I have to say that the new mechanism in this context resulted a little bit more favorable. So for the LACSIM, I'm confident for the future results. Wrappers, you know, we gave a target to reach 30% at the end of 2021. We already reached 26%, so the percentage for this year is stable compared to the last year. We are confident to reach our target thanks to some new initiatives that will be launched in autumn, so from October to January, both for the financial wrappers as well as for the insurance wrappers. So while for the certificate, I'm really impressed by the number. We had the target of a sort of regime inflows, weekly inflows of 5-6 million, and we already reached this target. The second quarter saw 66 million euro of a new issue. So we closed the first half with almost 120, and so we are very confident to reach the target of 200 million, and we are very confident to reach an extra revenues of 5-6 million euros. So this new revenue stream is gaining momentum, and there is another way to approach more volatile markets. Next page, you can see advisory fee, advanced advisory, and again, also here we are well in advance, 2.2 billion, as we said. Also in this case, we are very confident to confirm the target for the end of 2021 and the total contribution of 20-25 million euro of extra revenues. We expect to see stabilization of the fee on top in the range of 40-45 basis points over the time. Saxo, we are, the project is going in the right direction. We are waiting for the formal approval of the launch of the new vehicle. As we already said, commercial offering, business process, and front office are well in place and integrated. And moreover, we started with a small pilot, 10 financial advisors, in July, proposing to small and medium enterprise the dynamic hedging of the currency. And the feedback was amazing. So I think that this could be a new extra source of revenues for the next year. Last but not least of this page, Switzerland. We are almost ready to start with this new initiative, so with the international expansion of the bank. We start with Switzerland, and we start with the with continuity compared to our business in Italy. So we will focus on mainly as a first priority on our existing clients in Italy and existing clients with assets already in Switzerland. But we want also to target clients offshore clients. So during the next conference call, you will see that there are two main goals of this project, and both are going in the right direction. The next page is focused on our balance sheet. So first of all, on the current accounts, side deposits, at the end of June, we changed the condition of the current accounts from variable interest to fixed one, to zero. So this, of course, implies an improvement in the sensitivity of an increase in interest rate. We run a simulation with an increase of 100 basis points of the interest rate. You have a positive impact on the net interest margin of around 27 million euros. So this is very, very important for us. And you know, we do not use these kind of instruments to attract liquidity. So it's well diversified, the side deposits, and they're steadily growing. Lending, we deploy the new platform, we deploy the new organization, we are introducing more flexibility and an expansion of the condition of the collateral, and so we are very confident to see higher numbers for the following quarters, because this is one of the priorities of the bank to rebalance partly the total assets of the bank from a banking book to a more profitable lending business. Every time we confirm that for us lending is an ancillary service, and we don't want to increase the risk of the bank, so all these new activities will be over-collateralized. So to sum up, we have 8 initiatives, are a lot. All of them will be in place, up and running for the end of 2018. So these initiatives are increasing my personal confidence on maintaining and probably increasing our competitive advantage in the PB business, private banking business, and the traditional business, so the management fee business, the asset management business, is very resilient. So thank you, and now we are ready to take any question.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Alberto Villa with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to everyone. Just a question on what you mentioned during the call. So the opportunities that you may consider in terms of M&A going forward, that's something you said in the past, but it seems you are more confident that something can be effectively on the table. So I was wondering if you can give us some idea of what is really that interests you and how much you would eventually invest into this kind of M&A. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the question. Let's say that I'm more confident because I see raising opportunities of small boutique banks, private banks in the range of 2-3 billion euro totally. And I have in mind a maximum cost of 50 million euros. So let's say that I'm pretty sure to, if we find a way to close the deal, I'm pretty sure to self-finance this initiative. And there are several opportunities, so I haven't in mind just one player. I have in mind a few players. And now, thanks to MiFID, so higher costs for compliance, operation, and operational, and so forth, is the mindset of some small boutique banks, both in Italy as well as in Switzerland, is changing. So I see this as a one-off opportunity. So let's see in the following, the next months. I hope to give good news in the next conference call.
Okay, thank you. And just another, if I may, on the, well, we are 6 months into the MiFID II, and you gave a presentation this time of the year, last year in London. Is there something different from what you were expecting at that time that is happening on the market due to MiFID II?
No, definitely no. Higher pressure in asset management industry, lower pressure in wrappers and advisory fee. So I'm confident that the initiative we have in place are the right answer, and at the moment, no real impact.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have only one question. It's related to your guidance on the cost increase for the full year. You are projecting +2%, +4%, including some one-off costs. Can you elaborate a little bit more about these one-off costs, please? Thank you.
Yes, of course. They say that the range, the guidance 2-4, is without one-off costs. One-off costs are linked to the setup of a Saxo initiative. We are talking about probably a couple of million euro, no more, and some other initiatives, for example, the Swiss market and the potential moving of the bank. So our total, I'm speaking about less than 5 million for what I see now, and instead for the recurring one, we are in the range 2-4, and I'm very confident to be in that range.
Thank you.
The next question is from Anna Adamo with Autonomous Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I have one follow-up question on capital. I've seen that your capital position has come down by almost 200 basis points versus Q1. From 20.3 to 18.2. So I just wanted to understand how much of this was driven by the mark-to-market on Italian govies and how much is driven by the IFRS 9 first-time adoption. Thank you.
Yes, Tommaso will answer the question. Thank you.
Yes, okay. The decrease in terms of total capital ratio is mainly linked to the mark-to-market of our Italian bonds, which are classifying hold to collect and sales. The mark-to-market was negative for around 30 million at the end of June. And the other effect is what was mentioning Gian Maria is the buyback program that is in a very is accounted in a very conservative way, because we have 40 the value of the share is around 41 euros. So this is the two main effects that we have.
And we are
just to follow up, what is the sensitivity of every 100 basis points spread widening on your capital position?
Yeah, sorry, just to complete the answer, the first, the buyback will be done in July, so you can have the average price of the stock. And we run, of course, a sensitivity of the country risk. So if you consider a 100 basis point shock parallel toward the yield curve, you will have a decrease of TCR in the range 150-200. Of course, it depends on the maturity of the portfolio, but you say you are in this range, probably closer to 150 than 200, but let's say 150-200.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Filippo Prini with Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Two questions. The first one, if you can give us an update on your outlook of full-year inflows, given what you have reached after the first 6 months. And the second one is on your partnership with Saxo. If you can give us some update on how it will work, the system, in terms of sharing of fee generating on trading between you and Saxo. Thank you.
Okay, let's say that in terms of inflows, we raise our target from 4.5 to 5.5, so 1 billion more, and this should imply a payout ratio almost in line with the current one, between 51 and 52. In terms of a Saxo partnership, you have to consider two different businesses, the B2B2C business, it means clients of the bank, with or without the financial advisors, will share the revenues 80% for the bank, 20% for the new vehicle, for the SIM, for Saxo, and for the B2C instead is 50-50. For traders, they say, for heavy traders, and is 50-50.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mossa, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, thank you. So, see you on the next conference call, and just to inform you that we are thinking of organizing a potential investor day for November-December, so we will give an update in the following months. Thank you.